right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email bhctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Wow, yeah, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I love the Little Drummer Boy. I've got my little bells down, trying to get my sound effects on.
Bellstar, got her bells down.
Black, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, Bellstar.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. Oh my gosh,
we
where is
been
my
together
clapping
for a while.
3 weeks.
I know.
It's been cray-cray. Oh, and I did it again. Oh, all the technology just needs to stop when I say, what is her name? What's the Alexa or somebody?
Alexa.
Somebody needs to help me out this morning.
Yeah, we're
still
here.
Welcome to
Weed
Day Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're bringing in the holiday
spirit. We're bringing
spirit.
In the holiday. Yes. Good holiday spirit. Because you know what Merry Christmas really means? Just another way of saying I love you. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
And it's good to be your friend.
Yeah.
And you're a great neighbor. And I like you as whatever you are. That's what Merry Christmas is. Yeah, so Merry Christmas is.
That, though,
it's
right?
Everything. It's not
that.
Just, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah,
it's
or
I believe in
I'm
you.
I'm going to buy presents.
I believe in you.
Oh.
That's what it is. I believe in you.
Huh.
Merry Christmas.
What a way to put it. I like that.
47 years to
like
figure
that,
it out. But it's not such a bad thing.
What a nice thing. What a nice
especially
thing.
When you have
a
Christmas
what a
dragon.
I really did find the meaning of Christmas this year, Bellstar.
Aww.
Aw, shucks.
Aww. And like I mentioned earlier, it doesn't go any better without your Christmas dragon.
It does. And folks, this has been going on all morning long. We have not, like I said, we have not.
Stop.
Stop.
Somebody showed up at my park. Are we even on air? Did I even unmute this thing? We better check. Somebody call in. Silver Sister, are you there? Call in, let us know what's
call
going
in, call
on.
Call in. Anybody call in.
Anybody. We have
646-915-8421.
All right. You can do it. You can do it. What are these days?
I wanted to do 619, Sacramento.
707. Let's get to the map now. No, we're not there. But are you there? Oh, yay. Guess who's here? The Netherlands are here. Yay.
Netherlands.
You got a spooky toy. Yay. Good afternoon. You never know what to say. Is it dark over there? What's going on? If it is, it's a good evening. Or, well, whatever you want it to be, good afternoon. Well, good morning, Weedsday Wednesday, folks. We're just so happy to have you here. Cannabis Kids calling in to make sure that we're actually
Silver left. Sister.
Yeah, are you there?
If you're there, can you hear
us? Almost dark. Light a candle. We got a candle lit. You should. Well, I guess you kind of can't light candles at work, probably. So maybe light a candle when you get home. Probably a better idea. Like, what are you doing? Well, check on the radio. Tell me light a candle. For you, Merry Christmas, he says. you translate however you like. All right. Wow, so we've got Pandora on, and we're just playing some simple holiday tunes for you in the background today. We don't even know if we'll even get to some cannabis articles. I'm just kidding. We will. It is one of those mornings. We're just like,
we could just be talking.
Cool kids. We haven't seen each other for a while.
So you guys just might be hearing us talk about the bad.
What we've been up to.
The ups and downs.
Yeah.
And what's been going on in your life. And what the holidays really mean. Yeah. Which I thought was a really, really nice way of putting it. Yeah. Merry Christmas to me. I've been kind of like a bah humbug on Christmas, probably for the last, I'm going to say
20 years.
I'm going to say 5 or 6 years for me.
It's been a while.
Where I'm like, I don't put up Christmas stuff, and I used to, and it was like send out Christmas cards. And you know, when you put it like that, it is another way of saying I love you, how are you, you're my friend.
Yeah.
You know, and... It's a really great way of putting it. I think, like I said.
Wow, this is a live webcam from the harbor in Holland, in the Netherlands. That's beautiful. Wow, that does deserve a candle.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Everybody click on that. And yeah, you know, the holidays, they can be stressful.
A lot for everybody.
Is that you right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure we didn't have a crazy live caller. But you want to be all sorts of feedback. But yeah, the holidays... were stressful for me when I figured out that they weren't really what everyone was saying they were about. It was like, what gifts are you going to give somebody? How much money am I going to get this year?
Mm-hmm. How much money are you spending on the gift?
How much money are you spending on me? And it just, I started wanting to do things with my family, like, you know, play some board games or go out and do something or, you know, and, I just wanted it to be more about connecting, and that was interesting growing up in my family. We were all, like, off in different directions, you know. And his family isn't all right, but there are some families out there that like to sit around and connect, and that's what I was looking for. So, yeah, I kind of, one year I didn't go to Christmas at my house, and my family freaked. I went and played chess with one of my best friends, Bobcat. I think I won. But it was lovely for me. I just kind of did what I wanted to do in the holiday. And it was a good thing. And then I went back into the whole holiday stuff with the family until they were disbanded as a family. And then I always say now, I'd give anything for one more dysfunctional family holiday. So, you know, you just don't know until they're gone. And then, but, you know, I have family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a wonderful family home this year for Christmas in Tombstone. So, thank you for that. I got invited to a very beautiful family. My lovers invite me. Your family, you always invite me.
Yeah.
So, you know, you make your own family.
I'm actually being home this Christmas.
And so that's what I figured Merry Christmas was all about. It wasn't about growing up with thinking that, you know, you wanted something different or it was about gifts or Santa. It's just about saying hello. How are you? I love you. You're pretty cool. Thanks for being in my life. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there on Weezday Wednesday. Whoop, whoop. And I hope you're ripping up the bombs as soon as you get home. Live web candy. I think you're getting real soon.
I know. It was making me kind of
weepy. You know what else makes me weepy? Let's read about, you have an interesting article on eating cannabis raw. Is that right?
It's true.
Now, we watched Heidi Hanford the other day. Hi!
10 reasons.
10 reasons. 10 results.
Start eating raw cannabis.
Ten, let's hear it. Let's start it.
Well, you said.
Heidi Hanford was eating hemp in Florida. She bought it at Whole Foods. She bought a hemp salad mix.
It was kind of like that spring mix that you see.
But it had hemp in it. Oh, it was fantastic. It was hemp and spinach or something, or arugula or something.
Yeah.
And there wasn't very much of the other stuff. It was mostly the hemp.
She was pretty excited about it.
Oh. There's a video.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So it says, have you ever tried a raw cannabis smoothie? While it may sound gross to some, there are several surprisingly good reasons why cannabis may be the next new superfood. Raw cannabis is not psychoactive, meaning that it is safe and healthy for people to consume in their diet. It is also extremely nutrient rich, meaning that it makes a big nutritional impact, even in small doses. If you're skeptical, there are 10 reasons why you should start eating raw cannabis. Excuse me. It says cannabinoid acids. So we know that when THC is the aftermath after it's been heated. But there is also a THCA. And this is what they're talking about, the THCA and all of these different acids that are a part. So it says there are 421 distinct chemical compounds in the cannabis plant. Over 100 of them are unique plant molecules called cannabinoids. While recent research suggests that the other plants may contain chemicals that have other similar functions to cannabis, these specific compounds are unique to both marijuana and hemp plants. The primary psychoactive in cannabis is tetrahydrocannabidiol, THC, is a cannabinoid. However, the cannabis plant itself does not produce an abundance of the THC. Rather, the cannabinoid is found on the plant in its raw form as THC acid. It is also known, it's only through heating and aging that the THCA transforms into THC. While there are maybe small amounts of aged THC and other active cannabinoids on a cannabis flower, the majority of them will be found as cannabinoid acids. And some speculate that these acids have a wide variety of health benefits. Principal research suggests that THCA potentially has acid has also been found to trigger a certain cell receptor called the TRPA1 receptor, which plays an important role in pain regulation and inflammation related to the nervous system. The raw acid of the CBD and a cannabinoid that is being researched as a potential new treatment for epilepsy also shown some potential. Early research has also shown that the CBDA connects with the same cell receptors as the other counter anti-inflammatory drugs. The CBDA also interacts with the TRPA1 receptor, giving it some pain-fighting potential. So number two is fiber. It says many people throw cannabis leaves and bud into a juicer. However, there may be some benefits opting for a smoothie or a few cannabis leaves in a salad. Like a leafy green, cannabis leaves are filled with the fiber needed for a healthy diet. Consuming high fiber foods is needed to maintain proper digestion and cultivate a healthy microbial community in your digestive tract.
Healthy bowel.
Mm-hmm. Fiber is broken down by microbes that live in the intestines. These microbes are essentially for human survival. And recent research shows that caring for this internal ecosystem is vital for proper immune function and mental health. To keep these microorganisms alive and in balance, eating fibrous foods is key. Some may find that cannabis raw fan leaves are slightly irritating to the stomach. If this is the case, blending the plant in a smoothie is a great way to keep some of the fiber without having to digest the entire plant.
There you go.
Add cannabis fan leaves into green smoothies or homemade pesto, or use a couple of chopped leaves for garnish on a pasta dish. That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Number three, vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Like other leafy plants, cannabis fan leaves contain a variety of vitamins and minerals. Leafy greens are filled with nutrients like folate, an essential for DNA repair, iron, essential for moving oxygen through the blood, calcium, essential for strong bones, vitamin C, essential for immune function, vitamin K, essential for blood clotting and calcium absorption.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis is also special and also contains cannabinoid acids, like we talked about before. However, are all edible dark leafy greens containing compounds that protect against cancer development, all in all, the greater variety of greens, the better. The most to get the most nutritional benefits from the herb, make sure that you also include fat in your meal while consuming. This helps. It is a carrier for these acids. Antioxidants. By now, it's fairly well known in the cannabis literature that the herb contains a host of antioxidant compounds.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis like CBD and THC are considered antioxidants, meaning that they protect the body from damage from stress. Raw cannabis also contains antioxidants, making it a great way to get a healthy boost of anti-aging nutrients without experiencing a psychoactive high.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's important
also,
for a lot of people.
We have this one.
Cyanins. Mm-hmm. How do you say that? Have some purple cannabis leaves. Eat them. Deep red, purple, and blue coloration in cannabis means that the plant is filled with flavonoid compounds called anthocyanins. Anthocyanins give the rich color to foods like blackberries, black tomatoes, plums, eggplant, and red raspberry.
Mm.
Research shows that those have a protective effect on human health. A 2000 review suggests that these colorful compounds, I like that better, are antioxidants themselves, protecting against DNA damage. They also seem to provide protection against hormone-dependent disease, regulate the immune response, and some may even help improve vision in concentrated doses. Wow, we were just talking about improving our vision this morning. I think we're going to be juicing a lot more of this. I have pounds of frozen leaf ready for us. All right.
Pounds.
Yeah, pounds. As mentioned above, the cannabinoid acids in raw cannabis seem to have some of the same properties as over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen and aspirin. Unfortunately, trials and conclusive research on the subject is sorely lacking. However, many medical cannabis patients with conditions like fibromyalgia, arthritis, use raw cannabis juice to aid in pain management. Already, green juicing is thought to be highly beneficial for those with arthritis. While consuming a diet rich in nutrient-dense plants is essential for the healthy management of any pain condition, the unique acids in the cannabis plant make it an especially promising addition to a green juice or smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And number 7, we talked about this. No high. And that...
Hi.
That word, we need to discuss that word. We need to have a long, long discussion because people freak out. They really do. And it messes with their own ability. It's like a placebo effect on themselves.
Yep. It
makes them anxious, makes them nervous. It might even make their bodies process it differently because they're all upset already.
It gives them a mental fog.
Block. Yeah,
block
like a block.
About what the onset of the medication really does.
Yeah, and that's what we call the high, is the onset of medication. And it can be anything from the giggle to relaxation. Sorry, I was reading a blog. I know what I mean. My dog won't let me leave either.
Something like this one right now, we are using a lemon skunk this morning.
With
some Keef.
Which is a combination of everything I've ever done.
I get more focused. There's more focusedness that comes along with this particular strain that I'm using.
Yeah.
So you're, like you said, the highs are different. It's the onset, we like to say the onset of the medication. Isn't that what we like to call it?
Yep. And it doesn't,
not a high, it's an onset of the medication.
And
it could be different for everybody.
And I think, people called it high because they're up, they're happy, they're laughing,
mm-hmm,
they're giggling.
Mm-hmm.
So they're upbeat, they're uplifted, you're high, you're higher up,
mm-hmm,
versus the low of being
right.
Ho-hum,
mm-hmm,
depressed or whatever.
Or not feeling good.
And I always
or
say,
in pain.
What's wrong with a little bit of happy?
Mm-hmm.
Really. And people, when I say that,
she sells it all the time.
They usually do that.
All the time.
Yeah. What's wrong with a little bit of happy? And people go, oh, God, nothing. Because this planet's not so easy, especially
mm-hmm.
now. We've got some rough times, things are happening. We're a little aggravated over here in the United States of America.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that
A lot coming out, lots going on, a lot of people are processing, thinking, accusing. You know, there is a lot happening in this country.
Sure is.
What's wrong with a little bit of happy?
Well, like we were talking, like we said that number seven, then no high, or like you say, that no onset of the medication.
Yeah. Many dedicated cannabis consumers pick up the herb for its psychoactive potential. Raw cannabis, however, does not cause the high associated with the herb. The cannabis plant contains more acids when it's unheated and fresh, not dried or cured, which is what Cannabis Kid was talking about here. Once drying and curing begins, more THCA is converted into THC, which is what makes the plant psychoactive. However, raw fan leaves and fresh bud can be consumed by anyone without causing any noticeable change in cognition or functioning. Instead, it's like just about any other flavorful herb. This makes the herb more accessible to a greater amount of people as there are no psychoactive side effects. And here they're showing a picture for number eight, healthy fats. The hemp seeds you can get at Target, Walmart, Safeway,
Costco, Whole Foods, Sprouts,
Fry's.
I mean, everyone's carrying them now.
Yeah. Oh, we could have gone on. It could have been the Ellen Show. Name 10 places you can get
Target,
hemp.
Safeway, Fry's,
Costco.
Costco.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Sprouts.
Walmart.
Natural Grocers. Walmart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Two more.
Circle K.
Oh, yeah. You're not far from that.
You know what? They might have little snack packs of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if they don't have little snack packs. Your phone disappeared again. You got to take that off.
QT.
We did it.
We get it. What do we get?
Oh, yeah. There's Grumbly. He's like, whatever. You didn't do anything for me. Speaking of dogs, I know, mister. We're horrible.
We're almost done with this one.
Yeah.
But this is so good.
Oh, yeah.
And so
no,
good
this
information.
Is great. No, this is fantastic because people need to know this.
I don't eat the hemp seeds, but I'm going to start.
I have them in my cupboard. And I have
all the potential
in the world
in
making smoothies. But now that I got my new refrigerator freezer, praise Jesus. Oh, consuming leaves and bud is not the only way that raw cannabis is nutritious. Raw hemp seeds and cold-pressed hemp oil is abundant in essential fatty acids. This is something our planet needs, our essential fatty acids. Hemp is an excellent source of plant-based omega-3 fatty acids, which are essential for brain health and development. Hemp oil is also high in linoleic acid, which is key to maintaining healthy skin and hair. Raw hemp seeds are available at health food stores and online. They're excellent to add into a pesto made from the fresh cannabis leaves and other valuable herbs. Some early research shows that consuming hemp oil may even ease symptoms of inflammatory conditions like eczema. There's also speculation that dietary hemp oil could be beneficial for arthritis. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's like taking fish oil, primrose oil, hemp seed oil. Those are huge sources of your omega fatty acids. Oh, I did it again. Sorry.
Just right here.
So those are great sources, three great sources. But hemp seeds are fantastic. They're complete protein. More terpenes. We love terpenes.
Oh,
one of my favorites is whatever is in LSD, which is an indica. You would think LSD would be something that would trip you out, but it isn't. And it smells like Smarties. I mean, I just absolutely love it. Heat is a peculiar thing. It takes heat to convert cannabinoid acids like THCA into psychoactive form. However, during the heating process, there's a high likelihood that you're also burning off some of the valuable terpenes that add medicinal value to the cannabis plant. Terpenes are aroma molecules that are found in plant resins. Some terpenes, like linalool, which we love, provides the lavender scent to some cannabis strains. Is thought to have sleep-inducing and anti-convulsant properties, providing a sensation of calmness. I bet that's what's in Carmelicious.
Oh, I bet.
Growing soon in a farm near you. many terpenes and cannabinoids have boiling points with a similar range. So heating up cannabis products above 350 risks evaporating off some of these valuable aroma components. With raw cannabis, this problem is avoided altogether, allowing you to consume as many terpenes and cannabinoid acids as possible. That's awesome. That's really great. Yeah. You get all your terpenes.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. We love our terpenes. Number 10, dosage. This is huge. This is so important. Dosage.
Belle and I talk about this with anytime you're using this plant at all. Because,
in any form, hemp or cannabis.
Right.
Whatever.
Because it really does make a difference on you as a person. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that, you know, the pharmaceutical company is really trying to figure out, because it is such a...
It's key. You don't go to your pharmacy and grab a bottle of Tylenol and hope to God that there are some 100 milligram tablets in there. There's some 50s in there. There's maybe a 500, 1,000. You don't know what you're getting.
There's a special 5 one.
Yeah.
And you have to find it at the bottom of the bottle.
And there's a 5,000 milligram one that your doctor just...
And they're all surprises.
Yeah. It's like, what? Yeah. We have a Sonic Wendy story that we always love to tell about overdosing with cannabis. She ate two cookies, we call her Sonic Wendy, because she ended up at Sonic Burger. She ate a cookie, didn't feel anything, ate another one. She probably had upwards of 600 milligrams of THC in her system. Yeah. And she sat in the parking lot for about half an hour, and the manager came out and apologized profusely for the order that they had given to somebody else that was hers. And she said, I ordered food? And he said, oh, yeah, hang on. So he came back and with like 3 or 4 of his employees, bags and bags and bags and bags and bags and bags of food. Milkshakes, food, burgers, food. And they gave it to her all for free. She'd been sitting there for like 45 minutes. She said she just listened to her radio, hanging out. She didn't even know she'd ordered. So be careful with your cannabis dosages. We call her Sonic Wendy. When first experimenting with cannabis for health, finding the right dosage of THC or CBD can be difficult. Well, it can be Sonic Wendy. Quite the adventure. We miss you, Sonic Wendy. Where are you? Consuming too much of either compound can trigger side effects, including headaches and nausea. High doses of THC can also cause sleepiness, paranoia, anxiety, and a racing heart. While a standard dose of THC or CBD is considered to be about 10 milligrams, which is too high for us, we would cut that. I'd say, I told a lady, no clue, this lady was, she just had no idea what was going on and didn't speak a whole lot of English. She was Asian of sorts and didn't. And I told her and her friend, 1 milligram. 1 milligram. One. You get it. That's it. One. Wait till the next day. If you need 2, take 2. But, you know, people say take these, 10 milligram candies. That's too much for someone who's never used anything. That's too much for people.
That's true.
The dose of cannabis acids inside the raw cannabis plant they're much higher than that. You can consume a significantly higher amount of THCA with none of the psychoactive side effects, coupled with just a small dose of THC. This means that you can consume large amounts of nutrient-packed raw cannabis without any of the unwanted side effects typically associated with the smoked or heated herbs. So, you get way more benefits, and you don't get high. So, a lot of people, they want that.
So those are the 10 reasons why you should start eating raw cannabis, and that can be found on our Facebook page at THC Tucson.
Oh, no, at Tumbleweed Health
Center.
THCAZ.
Yeah, THCAZ.
THCAZ. I don't even know what I was doing when I said that.
I think you can just type in Tumbleweeds, and it'll come right up in the search.
And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can actually... just get there right from the front page. There should be a little link in our little picture. If you go to the home spot, let me click it. You click the Facebook page. Yep, it takes you right to THCAZ right there. And it'll give you links to the radio show. But the website, actually, if you go to the radio show link on the website, you can actually get right to the show. Click on these pictures and it'll take you there. A couple other pictures will take you right to the radio show. You can also listen in. There's a little insert there. You can listen live right now. Isn't this awesome? I love it. They updated their whole thing, and I don't know, by the grace of all the gods, I was able to stick that into the website somehow.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And there you have it. And you know what else is great.
This song.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Here we go, cannabis Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Whatever that looks like, I'm telling you, if you don't have a Christmas dragon or a winter dragon in your front yard, I don't know, it's not really looking like Christmas. All my neighbors are like, oh man, competition is on. I'm going to do this Christmas light up LED dragon. And the neighbors are like, oh, you just brought it. You brought it big time, because I thought my little ceramic around, you know, lights around the house looked nice. But nope.
Uh-huh.
Nope. LED dragons, man, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Whoa. I know.
Well,
now,
folks, being that we're talking about it, which is cheaper, Walmart's weed Christmas tree or actual weed?
That's great.
A few
great.
Months ago, we contributed to the news that Walmart was offering a cannabis rosin press on its website for $2.99. So we ordered it and put it through its paces.
Wow.
And the result, not bad.
Not bad.
It now appears
Wow.
That the nation's largest retailer is going to be rolling out its cannabis-themed products for the holidays.
Oh,
Walmart is selling the original weed Christmas tree, a 7-foot fake tree made up of cannabis leaves, for $249.
Shut.
It looks like
up.
Once you Photoshop ornaments and a bow on it.
No way. We are still buying that for the store. Come down to Selma Weed's Health Center.
And see the weed Christmas tree.
See the weed Christmas tree. Oh, my gosh. You've got to send
it
that.
It says
weed.
The ad copy reads, like it was fueled by the office party eggnog, this pot leaf Christmas tree will light up the room and put your mind in the right headspace for the holiday cheer.
Yeah. Hello.
You're able to relax and giggle at the marijuana leaf stand decorated as you please.
Oh, my God.
This alternative Christmas tree is perfect for the personal top shelf life at home or as for a medical dispensary decoration.
Right.
Green wishes and happy holidays.
Yeah, no. Go Walmart. Well, I was liking them because they're just so nice. Look at you zoom in on the leaves and they show you. It's a looks a little sativa. That's what tree is going to grow that tall? Sativa.
Uh-huh.
They even got their plants right. Wow, I'm just untouched. It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, we love Walmart.
To all a high happy new year.
Yeah, okay, maybe we don't love Walmart, but hey, we're proud that, you know, these big conglomerates, I love that.
Yeah,
are getting on the weed train. The weed train. All right, what else is going on? Who else we got out there? All right. Oh, silent night. It is a silent morning. All right. So, do we really want to talk about Jeff Sessions and his arguments about marijuana? I don't know. What do we got there? Anything?
Jeff.
I know.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, British Columbia sets the marijuana consumption age to 19. Where are we? You know, that's controversial. That's still young. That's young.
19.
Your brain's
to be able
still developing.
To use,
right? So it develops up till you're like 26 or something. I mean, you know, in that developmental age.
Yeah, but
what do you think? Now we get a lot of people that come in because
I think
kids
this,
have seizures
I think this
and 18
and over thing, but this is where we're going back to this cannabis like alcohol, cannabis.
Well, people argue if you can fight for your country, smoke some weed.
Uh huh. And
you know?
If you have post-traumatic stress disorder from coming back from one of
then
our
you
wars,
should smoke
then
some
you
weed.
Should smoke
Good
some weed.
God.
Should use a lot of edibles to calm your body down, to calm the nerve system down, the brain to stop going many miles a minute. You
stop
know, these are a lot of these things. So,
yep.
So Vancouver, this is Canada, is lowering it to 19.
Yeah. Well, you know, and for Arizona, a person has to be 18 or over to get a medical card. So, and if not, you have to have your parents' permission. So we're already at 18 here, you know. British Columbia, the Vancouver Sun reported on Tuesday that the Canadian province will permit adults 19 years of age and older to legally buy recreational marijuana next year. Canada plans to legalize marijuana sales next July, and the government revealed regulation details regarding rules and legislative amendments needed yesterday. Solicitor General Mike Farnworth told the press, "There's a lot of work that needs to be done legislatively." That's a good word. He added that setting the age at 19 protects young folks from the illegal market. Good point.
Okay,
we can see that. We're just going to top that so our keep doesn't keep burning. We know that the largest consumers of cannabis are young people. So if you set it too high for, like, example, 25, you're not going to get rid of the black market because they're going to go and get it elsewhere. The province modeled its regulations on other provinces that align their own cannabis laws with current alcohol and tobacco laws. The Canadian government will supervise cannabis cultivation, laboratory testing, and quality control. Canadian provinces will be responsible for all cannabis sales, distribution, and law enforcement. Legislation is still being written on the list of regulations. It remains to be seen if people will be permitted to grow any marijuana plants in their residence or on their property for their own consumption. Manitoba has already banned anyone from growing marijuana for personal use. Public consumption is likely to be banned except in designated places. That's cool, because we don't even have designated places here that you can consume in public.
Yeah.
Both private and public retailers will be permitted once legalization is implemented, but more details regarding regulation were not yet available. It's also unclear whether distribution will take place in pharmacies and liquor stores. Liberals in the legislature are pushing for a prompt resolution on sales regulations. The government's finished regulations are expected to be released by next February. All right. What'd you send it?
You're free.
Okay. So there you go. 19, 18. You know what? And it's not about, well, for the medical, for the underage patients that we get, it's not about the high. It's about controlling seizures. We get a lot of autistic parents that come in. Mostly seizure stuff is what the kids are coming in for, the under 18s are coming in for. And then if they're around 18 and stuff, it's like, seriously, we've seen a lot of football injuries come in. We've got kids at 18 now, 19, that are just wrecked from playing football the last 10, 15 years of their life. They start at 5 years old. Ha-ha, it's been a little tiny college football. So from 5 to 19, for 14, 15 years, they're just getting sacked weeks after week, day after day. And they come in and they're just like, they've already been to the chiropractor at this age. They've already seen their doctor for chronic pain. It's crazy. They're just, you know.
Wow.
I have a neighbor who just.
Wow,
Belle.
I
really
had no
doesn't
idea
like football.
About that one.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
You know, there was that movie that was called Concussion.
Yeah, we didn't see that.
We didn't, still didn't get to see it.
We didn't.
And you know, it didn't
on
get
my new
a lot of. It didn't get a lot of.
Publicity.
Publicity at all.
You know why? It was,
yeah.
The publicity was pushed down probably from the
right.
money.
For
I would
sure.
imagine, yeah.
For sure. I
yeah.
mean,
you know, you don't want something like that coming
run
out.
Run our country.
Oh, my Lord. And especially football. That's,
mm-hmm.
It is
America's
the highest
pastime.
Paid. Yeah, highest paid. My neighbor likens
pastime.
It to the gladiator sports yesterday. He was just saying, why don't we just throw a lion in there? You know, we'll just let loose a giant lion. It's about what's going on anyway. I mean, they're brutal. One guy
yeah.
had caught the ball, was on the ground, and guy from the other team, the guy's just laying there, and the guy from the other team came up and just slammed him from behind, came down and slammed his, you know, elbow yeah. into his head and shoved his head in the ground. And it's like, well,
why?
The guy was already face down.
Right.
What is this? Look at what hockey does, you know, hockey players. People go to those games just to see a brawl. If they don't see 15 guys out there beating the snot out of each other, it's not a good game.
Yeah, I mean, when did it become about that and then less about the sport?
Yeah, but if you watch
Merry
Game
Christmas.
Of Thrones, you'll be immune to it all.
Well, you know, there's a lot of those shows. But,
I love you.
I mean, what was that other one? Gladiator. Gladiator was a good one.
Yeah. I love the music from Gladiator because Lisa Gerrard, who did the soundtrack
yeah.
for that, she's from Dead Can Dance, and they were one of the most amazing spiritual bands ever. Yeah. Let's get calm. Let's smoke a bong. Let's love each other and love our family. Merry Christmas. What's happening out there? Just hug your coworker. Hand your coworker a joint and tell him, you know what, dude? It doesn't matter what we go through. Sometimes you bug me, sometimes you don't. Here's a joint, man. Here's a joint. Here's a holiday joint. Let's have some holiday weed. I think holiday weed is a good thing to have. Put the weed in it. We haven't even played how to put the weed in it yet. Maybe we should look that up and play one of our favorite videos ever. Right? Remember this one?
Yeah.
We play this every year. Where is the video? Put your weed in it. You have to put weed in it. Put your what in it? You know,
what?
You put your what? You put your weed in it. All right, here we go. Put your weed in it. Let's see if we can get to this without a commercial. I doubt it. So we have to be faster than the player. So let's see. Where's the player? All right. You can skip this ad in. Come on. Drum roll. Where's our drum roll? Do we have one? We do. Ready? Here we go. Skip this ad in. Okay. See? I told you. iPad Pro. Guy broke his arm. and she's writing on the cast on his arm on the iPad Pro. That's kind of cute, actually. That was
super cute.
That was kind of cute. So here it is. Put your weed in it, folks. SNL weed skit.
Hey, may I help you?
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box.
Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it?
You put your weed in there.
Thanks.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomami ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
Okay.
Where's this from? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah. And you put your weed in here.
So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah. And you put your weed in there.
Thanks.
No problem.
Harley.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, this is great. You put your weed in here.
Right.
Awesome.
Actually, I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
No.
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I'd put my weed in there. Right in there. Wait, I got something else. This is a Javanese rain stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
You sure she doesn't like weed?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Sure
it's too bad because it goes right in here. This part unscrews.
All right.
It's really great.
I'm pretty sure. I love their sweatshirts, their clothing, this little bohemian.
Hey, that's your Volkswagen van parked out front.
That's your police van.
Look, man, there's nothing in here that you can put weed into.
I just want to tell you, you left your lights on. I turned them off for you.
Okay, maybe there's some things in here that you can put tobacco into, or incense, or spices into, but definitely not weed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open. It's not like there's weed in there.
What is this?
Weed? You're under arrest. All right, but don't bother checking the store, because there's no weed in that. There's no weed in that, and there's no weed in that.
Well, you can talk about it down at the station.
Don't bother checking the back of the store. No weed.
Put your weed in it. Oh, we love Saturday Night Live. Oh,
at least we know in New York you're allowed to carry up to 25 grams. Right?
Well, I think that's what it is. It's a lot.
Remember that one where everyone was coming out?
Oh, yeah, with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was a good one.
With their bombs.
Yeah. Where is that at?
I know. We got to find that. Where's your computer?
Oh,
that's 4th Avenue. I sent the Netherlands and everyone out there an image of what it looks like in town today. Yeah.
It's a really beautiful morning. It's a little chilly. It was a little chilly this morning, which we know that...
Oh, it was like 50-something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. I had long johns on to go to the park. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, folks. So, Netherlands, what's going on for the holidays? What are your holiday strains looking like out there? Because we're doing lemon skunk. You know what? Here we go. I love this. 10 positive stories. For a planet gone mad.
Well,
it sounded a little like Led Zeppelin. Yeah. All right. As 2017 draws to a close, it seems this year has been marked by yet another week, yet another heartbreaking tragedy. Cars being driven into innocent bystanders, mass shootings of church and concert goers, hurricanes. That drown all hopes and wildfires that burn them into a cinder. Let's just put some music on since we're going to start talking about that kind of stuff here. many of these hardships are exacerbated by polarizing political divisions, fueling increased anger, hatred, racism, and violence. But amidst it all, there are stories of compassion and perseverance involving cannabis, whether it's improving a sad situation, surviving a natural disaster, or making the great aspects of life of this world even better. With that in mind, we bring you 10 positive pot stories that leave no doubt as to the greatness of ganja beyond the sweet buzz and the piles of profit. Number 10.
Reefer refugees.
What?
Into
the U.S.
A lot of this.
In this era of the Trump administration's fear and rejection of refugees from particular places in the world, it seems fitting to start this list with a tribute to refugees, quote, of a different sort. In the context of cannabis, it's a reference to those brave families abroad who've abandoned everything they've ever known to move to the United States in order to access medical cannabis for their ailing children. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A feature piece in The Guardian clearly referred to patients like Tristan Ford and his family as expats, as in expatriates. In this case, Tristan, a poor little boy who has been saved from the worst ravages of the rare but deadly form of epilepsy known as Dravet syndrome and the 20 seizures a day he would suffer by the use of medicinal cannabis oil. Ford and his mother left the charming southern Ireland town of Dunmanway for the heights of Aurora, Colorado, some 4,000 miles to the west. Tristan's father has remained in Ireland to keep working, but the move and the separation has proved worth it to see Tristan become brighter, as his mother phrased it. In another instance, Javier Pena relocated his 7-year-old twin boys from Spain to Colorado Springs to legally take Charlotte's Web CBD oil to combat the kids' Batten disease, which also triggers nasty seizures. Colorado Springs' nonprofit Realm of Caring provides support to such families from across the far reaches of the planet seeking a cure for their children, and they find it in the everyday miracle of medicinal marijuana. Nine, Sweet Ganja Brown. When running down this list of tales of goodwill and ganja, we certainly can't forget the animals with so many positive pot and pet stories to choose from. Here's a recent edition from October. As Trey Reckling personally shared on the website, the Fresh Toast, his 14-year-old diminutive doggy, the perfectly named Sweet Georgia Brown, suffered a stroke while they were out on her daily walk in Seattle. They rushed the poor pup to his local veterinarian, where the good doctor fortunately incorporates medical pot into his practice, including during emergencies. The primary problem was the canine's brain was excessively swelling, and the vet was aware that administering a cannabis extract would be more effective than any pharmaceutical-grade medication. Oh, let's just clap for that. Indeed, Sweet Georgia regained her eyesight and motor control within 24 hours of being administered cannabinoids. This therapy was possible because dogs possess an endocannabinoid system much as humans do. Per Animal Wellness magazine, the dog's human, Trey said, that 18 months later, Mrs. Brown is doing quite well, and we couldn't be happier to hear that. Oh,
Georgia Brown. Imagine. Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow. Hmm. Yeah, we need to start making some kefir to have on it. You know?
But of course, my boy gets hemp oil and cannabis every day.
And he,
he loves it.
Belle gets her boy. He straight up gets a nug.
Yeah, he does.
He comes over and he'll eat a nug.
Yeah, and if we don't give him one while we're packing a bowl, he gets upset. He gets gnarly.
But
he likes his nugs.
Think
they
it's
make
amazing, you know, that animals have that. They know they need it.
Yeah, they do know they need it, and it's important to even animals off those pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Oh, here's one. Weed weddings. This past August, the wedding of Danny Green and Zach Walton had a special twist, the same twist you find at the end of a freshly rolled joint, because the newly christened couple happened to hold a cannabis-themed wedding. For The Guardian, Green and Walton couldn't have had a much more perfect idyllic experience as they got hitched at a scenic beach on Stewart's Cove near picturesque Carmel in Northern California. Danny did a dab just before walking down the aisle, and Zach puffed on doobies. Of course, the couple joined in matrimony while blazed, as wedding planner Melissa Cunningham noted, the calmly psychic effect of cannabis on the pothead pair. Perhaps the most encouraging aspect of the entire event was that all of the newlyweds, family and friends, were not only fully accepting of the cannabis nuptials, they too were stoned during the ceremony.
Left them wondering what it
was.
THC saves the town. Cannabis doesn't just make a difference in individual lives. It also can be beneficial for entire cities. Trinidad, Colorado was one such place. Formerly a prosperous coal mining town that was home to such Wild West icons as Bat Masterson, Trinidad, some 200 miles south of Denver, had seen its population dwindle from 30,000 to just over 8,000 souls in 2016. But as reported last year by CNN, Trinidad has been rescued from utter opulence by the infusion of cannabis cash-generated dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and a large-scale edible company. Trinidad has benefited from the $800,000 in annual tax revenue generated by the legal weed industry. No, that's no laughing matter. We're trying to get to some harps and some magic. And seriously, $800,000. Come on, folks. Money that would not have been, they would not have had access to otherwise. The money makes up a sizable 10% of the city's general fund. 10%, folks. While some small towns have rejected allowing legal cannabis companies, Trinidad has embraced the possibilities that pot provides, licensing their first reefer retailer in 2014, and the town may serve as a litmus test for similar impoverished cities that could use a miracle like marijuana if they can only overcome their narrow-minded views on the subject. Anthony Maddie, whose family has called Trinidad home for generations, believes the pot boom is, quote, transitional, that gets us over the abyss, and can ultimately lead to greater prosperity for Trinidad. And that's the way it should be, because legal weed doesn't want to take over the world, but rather share its own little piece of it with everyone and everything else that's good.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I have some friends who live in, they live in a little town called Raton, which is right on the other side, on the New Mexico border side.
Mm-hmm.
So Trinidad is right there on the Colorado border, New Mexico border, and Raton is in New Mexico on the Colorado border.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been telling me about how many of the New Mexico people go
mm-hmm.
over, New Mexico residents head over to Trinidad to pick up all their legal weed, and it's higher, there's some higher dosage because Colorado, so you can go and buy recreational.
Right.
And they have a lot more products that they offer, but that's so awesome to hear. I mean, these are little towns that...
There are tiny towns in California that all they do is weed. It makes
uh-huh.
up 100% of
yeah.
what they do, not just 10%, but this is amazing.
It's crazy.
We'll read one last story of hope and love
and
cannabis.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. And in early October, an unbelievable 250 devastating wildfires broke out in the Northern California uh-huh. counties of Napa, Lake Berryessa is what it's supposed to be. Sonoma, Butte, Solano, and Mendocino, home to some of the finest outdoor weed in the world. The deadliest wildfires in California in 99 years killed at least 43 people as of this writing, destroying at least 245,000 acres of land in its deadly swath. Included in that burned out territory were lots and lots of cannabis fields, as well as indoor gardens, just as precious as the plants. They were on the verge of being harvested for fall. As reported by Green State, the Eric Pearson, founder of high-end San Francisco dispensary Spark, it was not only his organic cannabis garden threatened by the surrounding walls of flame. In all, he saw 60,000 square feet of barns filled with weed get destroyed, along with the Spark Farms drying and processing rooms and accommodations for up to 10 workers. As the saying goes, we can be replaced, but lives cannot. So the ultimate news was good in that not a single person at Spark Farms was hurt by the deadly fire. Pearson also managed to save his house, meaning he still had somewhere to live, unlike so many others who lost everything in the North Bay wildfires. Additionally, legal industry companies and cultivators have stepped up big time to help the victims of the wildfire. The California Growers Association has raised nearly $10,000 in donation money as of this writing. Good. Keep raising money, folks. That was devastating.
I can't.
They need a lot of help. Could you,
so
I can't imagine. Just that was just one person's story about what happened. But people are reaching out.
In flames. The
yes.
whole
yeah.
state what is on fire.
And now Southern. So pray for everybody out there, and, you know, send good wishes and good intentions and good vibes to people you love out there, because it is the holiday time. And let's see, why isn't this making any noise?
Be careful with your dry Christmas trees out there, folks.
Yeah, seriously, be careful with your dry Christmas trees out there. And thank you for tuning in to Weeds Day Wednesday. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for more information. We love you guys. Thank you, Netherlands, for always being here, and everybody else for tuning in. Thank you so much. We can't always see you here for some reason, but we can see you in the Netherlands show because they blog with us, which we can see our bloggers.
Thanks for thanks for showing up.
Be careful out there. It's a holiday time. It's crazy.
Yeah, remember, we've got next week, which is would be our not our Christmas show, but
well, another Christmas show.
Yeah.
We're going to have Christmas shows all around.
Single week.
And then we're going to have a New Year's show, and then we'll have Valentine's Day,
show.
And then Easter show.
St. Patrick's Day show.
Yeah, we're going to do all sorts of, we're going to do all the shows, 4th of June. All right, folks, be good out there. Remember.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Happy Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. We love you. Thank you for being here.
Woo-hoo!